Scriptures for your healing. We serve the God of miracles, and healing is God's will for his people. Your faith for healing comes from your hearing the word of God until it becomes big in you. Search the scriptures. You search and read, then speak what God's word says. Say it out loud until your spirit man gets it, for healing is God's will for his people. And God said in Exodus 15:26, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, he said, I will put none of the diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. He is Jehovah Rapha. The Amplified Bible reads, for I am the God who heals you. Healing is God's will for his people. Healing is God's will for you. And the Lord will take away from thee all sicknesses, and will permit none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee. Deuteronomy 7:15. God's will for you is healing. Now we want to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray and thank you and confess your word concerning our healing. And as we do this, we believe that your word will not return unto you void, but will accomplish what you says it will. Therefore, we believe in the name of Jesus that we are healed according to your words. It is written that Jesus himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24. So with great boldness and confidence, we say on the authority of that written word that we are redeemed from the curse of sickness and will not tolerate its symptoms. Many times this is what we get so afraid of, is the symptoms that we see. But no matter what we feel or see, God's word says we are healed. So we must trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Now, Father, we bless your name, Jehovah Rapha, our healer and the one who makes bitter experiences sweet. You sent your word and you healed me. You forgave all of my iniquities, and you healed all of my diseases. Hallowed be thy name. Father, you have exalted above all else your name and your word, and you have magnified your word above all your name. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and his name is Jesus. Hallowed be thy name. Isaiah 55:11. Read, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent. King James Version. The Amplified Bible says, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, without producing any effect, useless, but it shall accomplish that which I please and purpose, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. 1 Peter 2:24. It is God's will that we be healed. Amplified Bible reads, he personally bore our sins in his own body on the tree, as on the altar, and offered himself on it, that we might die, cease to exist to sin, and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew 8:17, the King James Version. And thus he fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He himself took, in order to carry away our weaknesses and infirmities, and bore away our diseases. Isaiah 53:4 of the Amplified Bible. In order that what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, "He himself took our infirmities and carried away our diseases." This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took our infirmities and carried our diseases away. We've got to believe God's word. God's word said we are healed. And if we are healed, then we are healed. It's just that simple. It's no guessing about it. We don't have to second guess it or think about it. God's word says we are healed. So we're going upon the authority of God's word that we are healed. We have got to get a hold of God's word. It's God's word. It's God's word. And his will for his people is that we be healed. Healing belongs to God's people. Galatians 3:13, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. New King James Version. Christ purchased our freedom, redeeming us from the curse, doom of the law's condemnation, by himself becoming a curse for us. For it is written in the scriptures, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, is crucified. Deuteronomy 21:23 of the Amplified Bible. The Revised Version says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree. So you see, the scripture supports itself that God's will for us is that we be healed. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Don't let anyone sway you from believing what God's word says. God's word says you're healed. So we have to believe what God's word says. It's believing. It's the believing. Our part is to believe what God's word says. God says we're healed. So if he says so, then we are healed. God's will for us is that we be healed. He has said so in his word, and his word is according to Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's the King James Version. The Amplified Version reads, for the word that God speaks is alive and full of power. That's the present tense. That's right now. It's full of power right now. It's just as full of power now as it was when it was spoken, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, soul, and the immortal spirit, and of joints and marrow. That is, of the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. Thank God for the Amplified Bible. It brings it down to the language that we speak today. It makes it very plain. Hebrews 4:12 in the New version of the American Standard Bible. For the word of God is living and active. I like that. It's active. It's working right now. As we read the word of God, God's word is active in us, producing the effects that he sent it out to do. And that is that healing take place. As we read the word of God, that healing takes place. It takes place. For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the dividing of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. The NIV says, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. There are so many supporting scriptures that we know that it's God's will. It's God's will that we be healed. It is His will. It's in His will. It's in the will that He left us, that He left here on earth for us. Malachi 4:2, the King James Version says, "But unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And he shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall." And in the Amplified Bible, it says, "But unto you who revere and worshipfully fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings and his beams. And you shall go forth and gambol like calves released from the stall and leap for joy." Healing brings joy. The Word of God brings joy. When we read God's Word, it should bring joy to us, knowing that these promises are ours. Creating the atmosphere for a miracle causes us to be joyful. And when we are joyful and we bless God and we say what God says, He said, "Return my word unto me. Put me in remembrance of my word." It's not that He's forgetful, but He wants to know that you know. We need to know what the word says. This is our way of fighting the enemy. Jesus, when He was here on earth and He resisted Satan, He simply used the word. He said, "It is written." So we can do just the same thing. Just tell Satan, "It is written that I am healed. I am healed. God's word says I'm healed." Matthew 4:23 of the King James Version says, "Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases among the people." Jesus did this when He was on earth. God's word says He sent His word to heal us, and Jesus was the Word of God manifested in the flesh. Matthew 9:35 of the King James Version says, "And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people." Healing is God's will for His people. The Bible tells us so. Luke 9:6 in the King James Version says, "And they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere." He was all about God's business. God's will for you and for me, for His body, is healing. God wants us to be healed. Luke 9:11 of the King James Version says, "And the people, when they knew it, followed Him, and He received them, and spake unto them of the kingdom of God, and healed them that had need of healing." If you have need of healing right now, Jesus is waiting. He's ready. He's willing. It's His will that you be healed. You do not have to go around sick and depressed with sickness and disease. God's word says you are healed right now. You are healed. Acts 10:38 of the King James Version reads how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, hallelujah, with the Holy Ghost and with power. Power, dynamite, power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So we know that sickness and disease is from the devil. It's not God's will that you be tied down with sicknesses and diseases. It's God's will that you be healed. God sent Jesus and anointed him to heal. 1 Corinthians 12:9 of the King James Version says to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. And we know that that same Spirit is in the church today. We are still a part of the church of the book of Acts, for God has not come back yet to receive his people. So we are still in the church today. That same faith, that same Spirit that was in the church then is still working right now, is active. 1 Corinthians 12:28, the King James Version. And God hath set, not man, God set some in the church. First, apostles. Secondly, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. And after that, miracles. Then gifts of healings. Hallelujah. Healing is still for us today. So many people say, well, maybe that was in the Old Testament and it's not for us today, but this is in the New Testament and it says it's for us today. Helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Healing is God's will for you. Revelation 22:2, the King James Version says, in the midst of the street of it, hallelujah, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. God's will is all through his will, that he wants us to be healed. So healing is for you. You don't have to guess about it. You don't have to reckon. Get your Bible. Write these scriptures down. Read them to yourself over and over again until your spirit gets a hold of God's word. And when you get a hold of it, it's not just enough for the preacher or for the evangelist or for the prophet to know these words. You need to know them for yourself. And when you know them for yourself, then you can do just as Jesus did when he was confronted by Satan. It is written, Satan. Matthew 11:5, the King James Version says, the blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed by healing, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have good news. The gospel preached to them. Isn't God wonderful? God is concerned about everything that concerns you. In Luke 6 of the Amplified Bible, it says, and all the multitude was seeking to touch him, for healing power was all the while going forth from him and curing them all. Hallelujah. Saving them from severe illnesses or calamities. See, God's word keeps saying over and over again, you are healed. And if you're not healed right now, get a hold of his word and be healed. It is possible, even today, to be healed, completely healed. In that very hour, Jesus was healing many people of sicknesses and distressing bodily plagues and evil spirits. And to many who were blind, he gave a free, gracious, joy-giving gift of sight. Healing brings joy. Praise God. And we are praising him for our healing today. You may not feel it. You may not see it yet, but it's there. Because the word has been spoken. God spoke his word, and because his word has gone out, he said it would not return unto him void, but it would accomplish that which he sent it out to accomplish. He sent his word to heal us. So right now, you are healed. We've got to receive that. We've got to believe it. Luke 8:46, the Amplified Bible reads, but Jesus said, someone did touch me, for I perceived that healing power has gone forth from me. He knows. He's just full of power. The healing power is in him. And if you touch him, and when we read and speak his word, we're touching him. It's just like touching the hem of his garment when we believe what he says. So he said, a free, I love it when he says, a free. It's a gracious, joy-giving gift. Healing. That's what healing does. It's free. It's for you. Luke 8:46 of the Amplified Bible says, but Jesus said, someone did touch me, for I perceive that healing has gone from me. When we touch him, and the healing, it's already in his body, goes forth. He knows it. And we know it too. Luke 9:2 of the Amplified Bible says, and he sent them out to announce and preach the kingdom of God and to bring healing. So God gave that power to his disciples. Just as he has given it to the church today, it's still the same. He sent them out to do healing. He's still sending them out to do healing. Luke 13:32, the Amplified Bible said, and he said to them, go and tell that fox, that sly and crafty, sulking and cowardly Herod is who he was talking about. Behold, I drive out demons and perform healings today and tomorrow. And on the third day, I complete my course. He was healing. It was his joy. It's still his joy today. Because he says, I do always those things that please my Father. So we know that it's God's will for us to be healed. It is God's will. Acts 4:7 of the Amplified Bible reads, and they set the men in their midst and repeatedly demanded, what sort of power or by what kind of authority did such people as you do this healing? They were talking to the apostles, who God gave that same gift of healing. They had the gift of healing. He left it in the church. He gave it to his apostles. He has given it to the church. And we, as I said before, we are still in that same church. We still have that same authority to heal. To heal. And that's what we're all about, is healing. For healing belongs to you. Acts 4:22. For the man on whom this sign, miracle of healing was performed, was more than 40 years old. So he was able to tell what had happened to him. We understand this story that during that time, you had to be a certain age before you could speak in the synagogue. So his parents say, he's old enough to tell you what happened to him. He knows what happened. So you will know, and you will testify when the healing has come to your body. 1 Samuel 58:8, we're going from old to the new so that you will see that the word of God is full of scriptures pertaining to your healing. So nobody can just say, well, it was just in the New Testament church. It was just in the Old Testament. It's all through the word of God, the old and the new. First, in Isaiah 58:8 of the NIV Bible, it says, then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Hallelujah. God's word is active and powerful. It will quickly appear. Then your righteousness, your righteous one, will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is not only there to heal you, but he's there to protect you. Going out, coming in, he's in front of you, he's behind you, he's all around you, he's over you, under you, just there to protect you, to guard you. You have no reason to fear. Jeremiah 8:22, the NIV. Is there no balm in Gilead? God asked this question. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physicians there? Why then is there no healing for the wound of my people? It is God's will for his people to be healed. Healing is for us. Healing is for us. And as we get a hold of God's word, as we get a hold of what God has said about us in his word, then the healing that he wants for us will take place. NIV Bible reads, "Nevertheless, I will bring health and healing to it. I will heal my people and will let them enjoy abundant peace and security." Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Jeremiah 33. In the book of Jeremiah, he said, "I will heal my people and let them enjoy abundant peace and security." Fear is of the devil. He brings fear. He distributes it freely because he wants you to fear. But the Bible says, resist him and he will flee from you. Ezekiel 47 and 12. "Fruit trees of all kinds will grow on both banks of the river. Their leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit fail. Every month they will bear, because the water from the sanctuary flows to them. Their fruit will serve for food, and their leaves for healing." I mean, even in the new city, God is concerned about our healing. It said the water is going to come from the sanctuary. Somebody said in the scripture, we need help from the sanctuary. We have it today. And that help is God's word. And God's word said we are healed. Hallelujah. We are healed and we have health and healing in the name of Jesus. In the book of Acts, in the NIV, going back to the New Testament, "By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong." It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has given this complete healing to him, as you can, as all can see. Complete healing. Not half, not with symptoms still lingering around. Complete healing, as you can see. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 12 and 28 says, "In the church, and in the church God has appointed, first of all, apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then workers of miracles, also those having gifts of healing." As I said before, we see that the gifts are still in the church. The gifts of healing, God has given it to his shepherds, his pastors. There are people in the church who have the gift of healing. So when we come to the house of God, which is God's clinic, his hospital, where you can come for healing, because Jesus, God, was known as the great physician. For it says so in Exodus. He says that he is the God. I am the God. I am the God that healeth thee. So when we come to God's house, the gift of healing is still here. So when we come sick, don't be afraid to come and let somebody know that you need prayer, because we can stand in agreement with you. And the Bible says, where there's two or three touching and agreeing on the same thing, I'm in the midst. And if God's in the midst of us, we know we have what he says. Genesis, going back to the Old Testament, Genesis 20, 17. "Then Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his slave girls, so they could have children again when they had messed with God's man. And they had taken his wife, the king had taken his wife for his own, although he didn't know it was Abraham's wife, but anyway, God knew it. They had trouble in the camp, but after the truth was known, after taking Abraham's wife, then he had to go turn around and pray for them so that God would heal them. And it goes to show that God is not just concerned about the church being healed. He's concerned about the world being healed. If we will come to him, we will come to him. Healing is for everybody. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Kings 21 and 21. Then he went out to the spring and threw salt into it, saying, "This is what the Lord says, I have healed this water. Never again will it cause death and make the land unproductive." There's nothing too hard for God. He asked the question himself, is there anything too hard for me? No. If he can heal your body, he can heal your land, he can heal your water, he can even heal your car or whatever the problem is. I've had him to heal my car. And he let me know that everything that was in that car came out of the earth. So I laid hands on the car and rebuked the problem that was in it. And I had no more problems. I'm a witness that God is a healer. I know of a surety. I can testify for myself that God is a healer. 2 Kings 5 and 1 in the NIV version, Naaman healed of leprosy. I mean, this man wasn't a church man. He wasn't even one of God's people, but he got healing. Now, Naaman was commander of the army of the king of Aram. He was a great man in the sight of his master and highly regarded, because through him the Lord had given victory to Aram. He was a valiant soldier, but he had leprosy. In the 14th verse, when he finally did what the man of God commanded him to do, he was healed, completely healed. The Bible says his skin became like that of a young man, a young lad. God's healing is for you. If God will heal this man, who was not a member of his tribe, of his people, he will heal you. You know, all you've got to do is believe. If you believe, Jesus said, if you only believe, all things are possible. If you believe. So our job is to believe the word of God. We've got to get a hold of God's word. Get it in us. Our pastor preached Sunday, your faith for healing comes from your hearing the word of God. So as we read this word of God, get a hold of it. And it will cause healing in your body. 2 Chronicles 30 and 20. And the Lord heard Hezekiah and healed the people. So you can get prayer. The man of God can pray for you to be healed. Don't be afraid when the altar call is made, if you're in the house of God, to go and let the man of God lay hands on you. And you will be healed. You will be delivered. It is written in God's word that this did happen. In Psalms 30, NIV, Psalms 30 and 2, O Lord my God, I called to you for help, and you healed me. Sometimes we have to open our mouths. We have to pray. We have to call for help. Call. He said, if you will call, if you will not, the door will be open. So we need to let him know. He needs to hear our voice. He needs to hear our voice like that. Praise God. NIV Bible in Psalms 107 and 20, he sent forth his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. His power can reach even beyond the grave. It can reach in the grave. It can bring you out, no matter what the doctor has said. Maybe the doctor has given you a bill and written you off that you only have a certain length of time to live. God is greater than the doctor. There is nothing too hard for my God. Isaiah 53 and 5 of the NIV says, but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. Right now we are healed. according to God's word, right now we are healed. If we can just get a hold of this, oh God, it just makes you almost Holy Ghost happy when you read the word of God. It just brings joy. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 17 and 14 of the NIV says, "Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are the one I praise." When God heals you, give him the praise. Tell of his goodness. By your testimony, you're going to overcome. Because when others hear that God has healed you, there is someone who probably needs the same healing that you received. And if they know that God did it for him, he will do it for me. God heals me, he'll heal you. God heals you, he'll heal me. If God healed others, he'll heal somebody else. So sometimes we need to tell of his goodness. Tell others of what God has done for you. Ezekiel 34 and 4 of the NIV Bible. "You have not strengthened the weak or healed the sick or bound up the injured. You have not brought back the strays or searched for the lost. You have ruled them harshly and brutally." God, he was talking to his shepherds. As I say before, God's desire in the church today is that his leaders be there for his people. And he told them here, "You have not strengthened the weak or healed the sick." The pastor's job, God gave him to heal the sick, strengthen the weak and the feeble, bind up the wounds of the injured. "You have not brought back the strays or searched for the lost." God, Christ left the 90 and the 9 and went after that one lost sheep. So this lets me know, and it lets you know, that you are important to God. You say, "Well, I'm just one." Well, God is concerned about that one lost sheep. He left the 90 and the 9 and went after that one. And when he found him, he put him on his shoulder and brought him back to the flock. And they rejoiced at having found the lost sheep. God is concerned about you. Don't ever feel that God is not concerned about you, because he is. It's his desire that you be healed completely, instantly healed. Hosea 11 and 3 of the NIV Bible said, "It was I who taught Ephraim to walk." This is God speaking here. "Taking them by the arms, but they did not realize it was I who healed them." When God heals you, give him the glory. Give him the praise. God said he was a jealous God. He would not give his glory to another. God wants us, when he has done something for us, when he has healed us, when he has caused deliverance to come in our bodies, in our homes, on our jobs, wherever, he wants the glory. Give him the glory. Praise him. Create the atmosphere for a miracle. When you create the atmosphere for a miracle, it'll come just like that. Well, you say, "Well, how do I create an atmosphere for a miracle?" By praising him. He dwells in the midst of our praises. And when we praise him, the glory of God comes down and it will fill the temple. We are the temples of the living God. So we, as the temple of the living God, God will come down and fill our temple. And everything that's in us that's not like God has to go. And we thank God for his healing. Healing is God's will for his people. God's will for his people. And we pray that God will give us the wisdom and the knowledge and the revelation of his word. Understanding. Our understanding will be enlightened as we hear his word. Ask him for understanding. He said, "If any man lacks wisdom and knowledge, let him ask me." Don't be afraid to talk to God. Just as I'm talking to you right now, you can talk to God. He's right there. He's right there to listen to what you have to say. For what the riches and the glory of God is for you. God made this earth. He made everything on it for man. God didn't need an earth. There is no house that can contain him. So everything that we have here is for us. And God knows that we need. He said he knows what we have need of even before we ask. So simply just ask. Healing is for you if you will only accept it. My prayer for you today is that you would let the word of God dwell in you richly to the point that you will be healed. For we serve the God of miracles. Amen.